Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Bad Samaritans: The Myth of Free Trade and the Secret History of Capitalism is a work of political economy and development economics by Ha-Joon Chang, a South Korean institutional economist known for challenging orthodox views on globalization. The book argues that today's wealthy countries often pressure poorer countries to adopt free trade, privatization, deregulation, tight intellectual property rules, and conservative macroeconomic policies, even though many of those wealthy countries used protection, subsidies, and state direction during their own industrialization. Chang's central purpose is not to reject capitalism, but to dispute a particular neoliberal account of how capitalism developed and how poor countries should grow, using economic history, policy analysis, and accessible examples. He presents rich countries and international institutions as bad Samaritans, whose advice may appear helpful but can restrict the policy tools needed for development. The book is aimed at readers interested in trade, globalization, industrial policy, and the historical roots of economic inequality. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rich countries use protectionism before preaching free trade. A central argument of bad Samaritans is that the standard story of capitalist development reverses historical reality. Chang contends that many now developed economies did not become rich by immediately exposing their young industries to global competition. Britain, the United States, and other industrial powers used tariffs, subsidies, navigation laws, public investment, and other forms of state support when their domestic producers were not yet strong enough to compete with established foreign firms. Once these countries reached technological and industrial dominance, they became more enthusiastic about free trade because open markets then served their interests. This creates what Chang, in continuity with his earlier work, treats as a ladder problem. The successful countries climbed using interventionist tools, then discouraged poorer countries from using similar tools. The reasoning is not that protection always works, but that premature openness can lock developing economies into low productivity activities. If a country lacks established manufacturing capabilities, managerial know-how, infrastructure, and technological depth, free trade may reward existing weakness rather than create future strength. Chang therefore asks readers to evaluate trade policy historically, not through abstract claims that open markets are always development enhancing. Secondly, the neoliberal policy package can narrow development options. Chang criticizes the policy package often promoted by rich governments and international organizations' free trade. Liberalized foreign investment, privatization, deregulation, strong intellectual property protection, low inflation targets, and limited state intervention. His objection is that these measures are presented as universal best practice, even though development problems vary by country and stage of industrial maturity. For a poor economy, the immediate efficient allocation of resources may not be the same as long-term capability building. A market may correctly signal that a country is competitive in raw materials or low-wage production, but that signal does not reveal how the country might build future industries with learning, coordination, and investment. Chang argues that governments sometimes need to shape markets rather than merely obey them, especially where private firms underinvest in risky new sectors, training, technology, or infrastructure. The book also stresses that policy freedom matters. If developing countries are bound by trade agreements, investor rules, and intellectual property regimes that restrict experimentation, they may lose the ability to create the institutions that richer countries built gradually. The critique is therefore institutional as much as ideological. Development requires room to choose, fail, adjust, and learn. Thirdly, industrial policy is presented as a practical tool, not a miracle cure. Bad Samaritans gives particular attention to industrial policy, meaning deliberate government efforts to promote selected sectors, firms, technologies, or capabilities. Chang does not describe state intervention as automatically successful. Governments can protect inefficient firms too long, favor politically connected companies, waste public money, or misjudge technological opportunities. His point is more comparative. The historical record does not support the claim that state involvement is inherently inferior to free market allocation. Development often requires investments whose benefits are uncertain, delayed, and spread across many actors. Private investors may hesitate to enter industries that need skilled workers, supplier networks, research capacity, export channels, and infrastructure all at once. In such cases, state coordination can reduce risk and help firms cross the initial barrier into higher productivity activities. South Korea is an important background example because its post-war development involved export discipline, credit allocation, protection, and close state business coordination rather than simple laissez-faire. Chang uses such cases to argue that industrial policy should be judged by design and performance, not dismissed in advance. The key question is whether government support builds productive capacity and exposes firms to eventual discipline, not whether intervention violates a pure market model. Fourthly, intellectual property and global rules can protect incumbents. The book treats intellectual property rights as a major example of rules that can appear neutral while favoring countries already at the technological frontier. Chang argues that strong patent and copyright protections may reward innovation in rich countries, but they can also raise the cost of learning for poorer countries. Historically, many now rich countries benefited from looser enforcement, imitation, reverse engineering, and gradual adaptation of foreign technologies. If developing countries are required to observe strict intellectual property standards before they have built their own technological base, they may pay more for medicines, machinery, seeds, software, and industrial knowledge while gaining limited innovative capacity in return. Chang's reasoning is not that creators should receive no protection. Rather, he questions whether a single global standard suits economies at very different levels of development. The same issue appears in discussions of subsidies, trade agreements, and international economic institutions. Formal equality between rich and poor countries can produce unequal outcomes when one side already possesses advanced firms, legal capacity, and bargaining power. By examining the politics behind apparently technical rules, Chang shows how the architecture of globalization can preserve existing advantages while presenting itself as a fair competitive order. Lastly, the book defends managed capitalism against both fatalism and utopianism. A distinctive feature of Bad Samaritans is that it does not frame the debate as capitalism versus anti-capitalism. Chang accepts that markets, entrepreneurship, trade, and profit can be powerful forces, but he rejects the idea that they work best when detached from public purpose. He presents capitalism as a historically varied system that can be organized in different ways, with different balances between market competition, social protection, industrial planning, and democratic control. This matters because neoliberal advice often treats globalization as an unavoidable discipline to which countries must adapt. Chang instead emphasizes political choice. Countries can decide how quickly to liberalize, which industries to support, how to regulate foreign investment, and how to protect social goals while pursuing growth. The book also warns that democracy and markets may conflict when market outcomes undermine citizens' ability to shape their economic future. Its speculative epilogue about Brazil in 2030 reinforces the danger of policies that privilege short-term openness over long-term productivity. The argument is therefore neither nostalgic protectionism nor simple state worship. It is a case for pragmatic, historically informed capitalism, in which development strategy is judged by whether it expands productive capabilities and human welfare. In conclusion, Bad Samaritans is especially useful for readers who want to understand why debates over free trade and globalization cannot be settled by simple claims about efficiency. It is appropriate for students of economics, international relations, development studies, public policy, and economic history, as well as general readers who want an accessible challenge to neoliberal assumptions. Its practical benefit is that it teaches readers to ask policy questions in historical and institutional terms. What stage of development is a country in? What capabilities does it lack? Which industries might raise productivity, and what rules restrict its choices? Its intellectual benefit is broader. The book separates support for capitalism from support for a single free market model, making room for a more plural view of economic development. Compared with many books on globalization, it stands out because it combines readable argument with a sustained historical challenge to the advice rich countries give poor countries. Rather than focusing only on moral criticism, Chang analyzes mechanisms such as tariffs, infant industry protection, subsidies, intellectual property rules, and industrial upgrading. Readers who already favor free trade may find the book provocative, but its value lies in forcing a closer examination of how today's wealthy economies actually became wealthy and whether their current prescriptions are fair or effective. If you would like to support Hajun Chang, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.